Hi, y'all. This is Kristen Chenoweth.
Hi, I'm Gloria Stefan.
This is Sarah Bareilles.
Hi, I'm Patti LuPone.
This is Lin-Manuel Miranda. You're listening to the Broadway Podcast Network.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hi, Samantha Dawn Schitz, hello.
Hi, Jason A. Coombs.
Welcome, everybody, to Survival Jobs, a podcast in collaboration with Broadway Worlds.
How hello, are you, survivors. How am I? I'm good. I'm good. Hi. I am in Rhode Island. I'm at my friend Johnny Vento's house. Shout out to Johnny Vento.
Shout out to Johnny.
Yes. So grateful for my survival job that allows me to work remote, that I can just come here and work here all week. Yes. You know, summer's sort of weirdly coming to an end, which is really making me sad to say.
I know.
But he lives right on the water, and so we're just like having a little like zen weekend. Our moms will come for the weekend.
Oh wow.
I came a few days earlier. We've been doing this thing with our moms for like 10 years almost, where we do this thing called Moms Weekend, because we've been friends since we were in middle school. And our moms are good friends. I'm rambling. But anyway,
no, it's Mom's Weekend. I love it. Shout out to Donnie.
Shout out to Donnie.
And Johnny's
mom. Lisa.
Yeah, Lisa.
Shout out.
Yes, I love that.
Thank you. How are you?
I am good. A little tired, but I can't complain. Feeling very, I feel very like excited, and I feel very like motivated. Like, I was at the gym yesterday. I saw a really good movie yesterday that was
You were at the gym at literal midnight. Shout out to you.
I was like, I got to get back into this. I was trying to go in the morning. I'm just not a morning person, y'all.
Same.
I snoozed literally like 12 times. I was like, snooze.
So every day in my life.
Yeah, it's rough. I'm definitely a night owl. But yeah, I'm feeling like really good, you know, and I'm a little bummed that summer's almost over, but
You spent your whole summer creating and producing a major film festival, so I can understand why you feel that way.
it's so weird because like that is such a big thing, and then it happens, it's like prep, and then it's at the end of July, so then after it feels like summer is kind of, it's August, and then you're still wrapping up stuff. But
I feel like that's what people feel when they plan weddings. Like, you put all this planning in and all this time, strength, and energy, and then it's just done. And you're like, okay, now I'm married. It's like, okay, now this film festival is done. Now what? But as you have like next year to think about weddings, it's like you have one. Like, maybe two.
Maybe you have two. Maybe you have three.
Three.
You can have six. Who knows?
20.
Twenty. Sure.
It's expensive for a lot of people, but hey, it's 2022. Yeah.
I guess so. So have you seen, we both saw Into the Woods.
Thank you for having the play ball.
Yes.
I know, how iconic that we saw it in the same week so we can chat about
it. Was even planned. It was just
random. May I start?
You may start.
And also before I start, I want to say that I'm so annoyed today with filming this because I'm not in my own space. And I just need to call attention to this ring light I'm dealing with. And I know we talk a lot about this in the episode. It is driving me nuts. It keeps going on and off for absolutely no reason. But right now it's on. So I just want to say the light is shining.
Yes.
Thank you.
Let the light shine on you, girl.
The light is shining. Into the Woods is my favorite musical.
Is it?
I feel like, here's what happened to me. As a child, my favorite musical always was whatever I was in. So when I was in Les Mis in high school, Les Mis was my favorite. When I was in West Side Story, West Side Story was my favorite. Carousel was never my favorite, but I was in it. But I feel like that happened to me a lot. And then when I got to be an adult and really like got to consume a lot more theater, I found Into the Woods and I was like, oh, this is my favorite musical ever. So yeah. I was so giddy. I saw it last Wednesday. I was so giddy that day. I just kept singing it. I was listening to it all day. And I kept saying, Samantha, I hope that I did not build my expectations up. I just talked about myself in third person. I just talked to myself. I hope I didn't build my expectations up too much, but I didn't. It was so, so, so fucking good. And I'm sorry to swear, but I had to.
Yeah.
Sarah Bareilles. What? Ooh. Little Red.
She was acting. Her name.
She was acting.
So let me get my...
Get the playbill.
Please. Yeah, let me get the playbill. Keep talking. I'll tell you in a
second. I apologize for not knowing that actress's name, but she is a fucking star and portrayed Little Red in a way that I've never seen and was like kind of
Julia Lester.
Shout out to Julia Lester.
Yep.
Come on the podcast, please. She like played it in like a sort of sexual way and like a little bit like of manipulating way. Like she's very manipulative.
Yeah.
As Little Red, and I've never really seen it done like that. I loved it, and I was so happy the whole time watching it, and I want to go again, but and by the way, I was going to say, unfortunately, I don't think I'll be able to see this cast again, but, like, shout out to Stephanie J. Block coming in as the Baker's wife. Like, I would love to see her. So I need to get my butt back there while I have the time before it's closed. Please tell me how you feel.
No, I mean, I loved it too. I appreciate you gave me the heads up that it was a minimalist production. So my expectations were like realigned, but like, it didn't feel like a minimalist production. Is that the right word to use? I feel like I'm not trying to be shady.
When you just said it, hello?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, can you hear me?
Oh, sorry. We had a weird tech moment. You know, when you just said that, I was like, oh, that is what it's called. So I actually am not sure if that's right, but like, it clocks. It makes sense. It is a minimalist production. There's
because
a couple of trees.
Yeah, they move, and you know, there's not much. There's a lot of it's like it's
lighting,
a step up
really.
In a concert version. It's the full play, but it's like not like a big set and not like a lot of wardrobe changes and all that jazz. But it was fantastic. I feel like the actors just were so perfectly cast.
Perfect.
Like, everyone was incredible. And I mean, yeah, Little Red literally stole the show. I mean, I hate to say that because everyone was great, but it was just because I was so unexpected. Like, seeing that character like in that way was fantastic. I love the puppetry though. That was like
Milky White. Give me
Milky
a break.
White. I was about to say Milky White is a king, but I know it's a female. So, but hey, Beyonce's a king, right? So Milky White could be a king too. Milky White and the puppeteer. Oh my gosh.
Incredible.
Milky White is amazing. And like, I loved how they did the giant with the shoes.
The shoes. Like, so brilliant. And you didn't feel like you were in a minimalist production, you know? And just like you said, because of the actors were so committed and so well cast that I don't have any notes. No notes.
No notes.
I have no notes.
It was
notes.
So cool to see Philippa, like, because I watch Hamilton Philippa. Like every day.
Yeah.
Sorry, Philippa. Okay. I watch Hamilton like every day. Like, yeah, I mean, still, like, I haven't watched it like in a month, but like,
still, he said still. I'm like, yeah, in the pandemic, you're like, no.
Still, I watch it. Like, it's so good. But I got to see her in person, like in person. Like, she was so great.
Oh, yeah, because you didn't see her, Eliza. You saw Crystal Joy Bound. Shout out.
Yeah. And I mean, Sarah Bareilles, her acting. I mean, she's a great singer. Her acting was fantastic.
Fantastic.
Patina. Oh, my God.
Can I talk about Patina? Because let me tell you something. I don't think I've seen her in anything ever. Maybe that's a lie.
Did you see Pippin?
No.
Oh, wow.
She was so... And I don't mean this like shady. She was so subtly brilliant. You know what I mean? By that, it's like her performance was so real and so Broadway. It wasn't like in your face of like, oh my God, look at me. I'm so fierce. It was like, I am so fierce. You know what I mean?
Yeah. No, yeah. She was very ground. Like, it was very, I know that's like such a like stereotypical thing to say, but like she was so grounded. It was like watching mm-hmm. a real person. I was sitting in the mezzanine, so like I still felt like I was right there. You know, I still mm-hmm. felt like the energy of everybody, and like even though she was like, like I said, grounded, it was still like powerful and exciting and beautiful and well sung, and the audience
just came out of her.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. I have chills. And like the audience was loving it. Like everybody was just in it together. Screaming. Mm-hmm. It was so great. I'm so happy I saw that.
Yes. I know. Same. And maybe we'll get to go back.
Oh, I would love that. That would be amazing.
Soon.
Wait, what's the game that we played before we watched? Like, who would you want to be and who would you get cast as?
We gotta you want me to start? Okay, so the game is We Love Into the Woods. Who would you want to play? Why am I repeating you? Obviously, you just said it. And who would you realistically be cast as?
Yeah.
So who I would want to play, and I have two. Number one, the baker's wife first. Yes. And then number two, the witch. Give me a break. Obviously.
Yes.
Who I would be cast as is Jack's mom in 20 years. That's my track. Or maybe the voice of the giant. Who's to say? Somebody said to me, oh.
Which was Hillary Clinton in Arkansas.
Yeah, which we were like Googling as well. Somebody said to me, oh, you never wanted to be Little Red? And I was like, no, I always wanted the witch or Baker's wife.
Yeah.
Okay, Jay, tell me.
I mean, I would say who I would want to be would be the baker, which is so funny because you're the baker's wife.
And here we are.
It takes two. Yes. Oh my gosh, that's so cute. Then who I would probably be, it would probably be Milky White. I'd probably be the stage crew. Or as Matt said, the director. Matt, our friend, I was like, oh, that's so smart.
That was smart. Yeah. Or Jay, I just had a brilliant casting idea. What if you were the witch?
Oh my God. I mean, I can't say.
Why not? But maybe you could down the octave.
Oh boy. That would be amazing.
Oh boy.
That would be like if I was a female or a female presenting person, I would like.
Or we could just gender bend the casting and you could be
yes.
The witch. Wow. Maybe I'm the director.
Yes. There we go. Sold.
Wow. That's so fun.
The next revival.
Yeah. Yeah. For sure. But I would cast our guest today, Hannah Shankman, probably as the baker's wife.
Oh, she's so fantastic. Wait, before we talk about her, I have to really quickly talk about this movie I saw yesterday called Bodies, Bodies, Bodies. I'm not sure if you've heard of it.
I have not. Oh, yes. Yes, I have.
Yeah.
It's everywhere.
Is it? I hope so.
It's not maybe not being screened everywhere, but I feel like on social media, I'm seeing so much about it.
Yeah, it's a black horror comedy directed by Helena Rain, and it stars Amanda Stenberg, Maria Bakalova, Lee Pace, and Pete Davidson, and the amazing Rachel Senna. I don't know if you know Rachel Senna, but she was in this movie called Shiva Baby that's really freaking amazing as well. So I'm going to get a shout out to two movies by her. She's also from Connecticut, so we got to get her on the podcast.
Get her, because that's our theme.
I know, right? She might be a little bit challenging to get because she's blowing up. But I mean, this movie.
Let's get her soon.
Yeah, I know. I met her. I went to a screening of Shiva Baby last year and I met her after. And I wish I would have just like told her. I don't think we had cards yet, but I wish because like I think she would have done it. She was so cool. She's from Connecticut. But anyway, this movie is great, y'all. Like I watched this movie last night and I was like ready to like, I was so inspired to create again. Like after seeing Into the Woods and then seeing this, I was like, oh my gosh, I'm gonna like change my schedule. I gotta get back to writing. Like I was so amped. I went to the gym last night. I was like, I gotta get fit. I gotta get cast. Yes. Like I was ready. I'm like ready to make
ready movies. To book.
Ready to book to get booked and busy with my art. I was just so inspired by this film and I want everyone to watch it. It was so good. It's like a horror, like murder mystery. It's so fun. It's so well written. The acting was incredible. Like I want to see it again. So Sam, if I'm in New York, anytime we'll go together if you want, or we'll find it online.
Well, we're going to go see Funny Girl next week and see Julie. Ooh. So maybe we'll make a whole day of it. And we'll talk about that next week. Julie Banco, former guest. We're going to go see her as Fanny. So we can't wait to talk about the performance and the show. So that'll be on. Not next mic check. Or maybe. No.
Why not?
In a few weeks, y'all. Yeah. In a few weeks, y'all.
Let's talk about Hannah, though.
Yes, Hannah, I'm so excited. So Hannah's sort of like run around the same circles as me for a few years, met her a handful of times. She was in Wicked at the same time as Robin. Is that true, Samantha? Maybe I'm lying. Maybe I'm not. I don't think I'm lying. So she was on the band's visit tour with our former guest, Bly. And I'm like, we need this girl. We love you, Bly. Shout out to Bly. And I was like, we need Hannah because she's so amazing and so cool. And she has great stories. So I'm so excited for everyone to hear this episode.
It's really a good one. I say this every single time, but after we like meet someone, I'm like, I want to be their best friend. I'm like, I love her. I'm obsessed with her. I'm obsessed with him. I want to marry him. I want to marry her. Like, hell, should we just share her bio?
Yeah. You want to kick it off?
Hannah Shankman is a New York City born and based actor, singer, musician, and teacher who has been seen on Broadway, on screen, and across the US and all over the world.
Some of her credits include Wicked, Les Mis, Sideshow, Hair, all on Broadway. She's also was seen in the national tours of the band's Visit, Les Mis 25th anniversary tour, and Rent. Her West End off-Broadway workshops credits Her workshop credits include Hair, The Last Goodbye, Mythic, Esther, Casper, Hauser. Some of her regional credits include Williamstown Theater Festival, Syracuse Stage, the Kennedy Center, La Jolla Playhouse, among others, y'all.
Yeah.
She is so cool. Thank you. I love when you sing, Jason.
You're so sweet.
I do.
Wants to hear me sing. Anyway,
I do.
Hannah's amazing, y'all. I'm so excited for everyone to hear this episode.
Yeah, it's gonna be a good one. Yeah. Enjoy. Enjoy.
Hi, Hannah.
Hi, how are you?
Hannah.
Yay, survival job.
Thanks for being here today with us.
Oh my gosh, thank you guys so much for having me. This is gonna be so fun.
I love the neon yellows, very like 80s.
Thanks. It's also on brand with, you know, Broadway world, whatever. It's
yes.
We just like to be on brand.
Exactly.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. Cause like I'm wearing the gray and then like you got the yellow. Samantha, you should have been wearing the red.
I have a like hot pink prepped up I could go put on. Should I come back? My lights are malfunctioning anyway.
No, it's okay.
This is just me today, you know, working with what we got.
Yeah, everyone's doing the best they can.
You know what? I feel like that's just the way it has to be.
Exactly.
Forever and ever. We're so happy to have you. Jason, I think, has a secret question he wants to ask you. He was like, hey, I have a fun question. Can I kick it off? I don't know. I don't know what's about to happen. So
yeah,
great. We'll see. I'm not nervous at all.
No, it's not even a real question. I was just like, you know, I was doing my research. I was looking at your resume on your website. HannahShankman.com.
Oh gosh.
And I saw that one of your special skills was singing off pitch. And I was dying because I was like, a lot of people, that's not really a special skill for a lot of people. It's just a natural skill.
You know, I love singing off pitch for my friends to like annoy them.
Yeah.
We do it all the time during the show. People will be like singing, you know, like Omar Sharif, and I'll be like, cool tune, Omar Sharif. They're like, oh God, what is happening?
I'm You're so like, dead.
Thank you. It's my special skill. By the way, I just sing off key when I try to not. So like, I wish I could be like, yes, thank you so much. That is my special skill. That's my actual tone deaf self.
You know what? It's a skill in itself to be able to not sing.
Yes. Yeah, I really want to do a cabaret called Off Key, where every time I sing off key, everyone has to drink. Everyone will be wasted.
I'm it's coming.
Been on my, yeah, 100%. It's been on front my row. I'm like, yeah. And you actually have to drink or you're kicked out.
I love it.
Yeah, we'll do it and then we'll do a encore of Survival Jobs and we'll interview you.
I'll be your special guest. Wasted.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. Yes. So we're so happy to have you. We can't wait to talk about all of your fun career things. I have so many things to ask you. But obviously this podcast is called Survival Job, so we love to kick it off and talk about journeys and how we all got to where we are. So to start, do you have a favorite survival job or a job that has positively like impacted where you're at in your career now?
Yeah, you know, I've been very lucky in that I haven't had a lot of survival jobs, but the ones that I did have, I actually like really liked. So my first survival job when I got to New York was and it's like kind of theater and kind of not. I did all these recordings for Liz Suedos. I got lucky enough to like sort of get sucked in, I should say, to like her little world. And while it wasn't like an acting job or a theater job, she had a grant from NYU to record everything she ever wrote.
What?
Yeah, it was incredible. And she would write these amazing musicals and like hire, you know, like aspiring actors to record them. So it would be like, you know, a 3-day thing where you would learn the music and record it. And I did like maybe like 4 or 5 of these that were so amazing. And I met so many cool people, including two of my best friends now, one of whom is the music director for Beetlejuice and the other is a working actor in New York and on TV.
Wow.
And yeah. And it was a great group of people, like really, really creative people. And that like really shaped who I was. Cause like learning music really quickly and having to record it was like,
yeah, no pressure at all.
No pressure at all. It's fine. I got much better at like reading rhythms, reading music, learning music really quickly. And, yeah, and then it connected me to a whole bunch of really cool people. I was also at the time working at a boutique in Soho that was super cool about me like leaving to go like do the recordings or have an audition or have a callback. And they were like really, really great. The manager there, her name was Jody.
yes, like, Jody.
Shout Jody. If you're watching this, Jody, thank you.
Yes. Love Jody.
She was so cool. She was like, oh my gosh, you want to be an actress? You can like totally leave for auditions and stuff. She was like, it's not that deep. There's like 8 girls working in this tiny little boutique. Like, we're fine without you. And then she actually ended up
as Queen Jody
making a position. Queen Jody made me queen of the storeroom. Yeah, so I got to like make up my own hours essentially and come in and like unbox things and send out damages, which was amazing because I could like come in for 2 hours, go to an audition, come back for 2 hours. I ended up organizing their entire storeroom at like 2 or 3 of their locations. It was a great survival job.
That is like dreamy, dreamy survival job.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah, I hate retail, but if I had like that luxury, that sounds pretty neat and nifty.
Right? I don't know how I got so lucky.
Yeah.
Nifty.
You put all the good vibes out. So, mm-hmm. Hey, you deserved it.
Mm-hmm.
So let's flip it and reverse it. Do you have like a survival job experience that wasn't so pleasant?
I love your nails. Oh,
gosh.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Really coming in hot today with the summer colors.
Yes, yeah, I'm giving you like maize and blue, go blue, Michigan.
Yeah. Woohoo.
Bad survival job. Ooh. I had this babysitting job that I got from a friend. They were like movie producers and they wanted me to babysit their kid. And I show up on the first day and the dad was still there. And I wasn't told that like he would be home while I was babysitting. And let's just say he was highly inappropriate with me.
Oh,
and
no.
Then he served me a W-9. And I was like, for a babysitting job? What?
Yeah.
It was like the kid was a nightmare. I hope he's not watching this. Oh, God. And they probably don't even remember who I am. I was there for like 3 days and then I was like, I gotta go.
Yeah,
like,
peace
get me out of this inappropriate environment.
He was not super kosher.
Oh, I'm sorry that happened. That's really awful.
It's okay. Everybody has a bad survival job story, right?
Yeah. Yeah,
unfortunately, yeah.
Yeah.
Also, I'm dead about like the W-9. You're like literally babysitting.
I'm babysitting. I was like, y'all.
Also, how much money do these people have if they're like giving? Oh, they were living in this babysitters.
Like, they were living in this giant like 4-bedroom loft in Tribeca, paying me, you know, like $12 an hour.
Yeah.
And I was like, I get the
W-9.
Yeah.
Like, thanks. Can I just have the cash for the 12 bucks?
Bye. I just, like, I would probably make more money just standing outside with a bucket, y'all. Come on.
Yeah, like what? Right? In the subway. Thank you.
Oh, my God. Yeah, that was a bad one.
God, I don't like that one. I'm sorry. Thank you for sharing it.
It's okay.
So we did all of the survival jobs, and you've had like an amazing career so far. It's going to continue to grow. Just know it. Do you have like, can you share some of your experiences like on your journey to Broadway? Like the struggles, like times that you wanted to quit if you did.
Sure.
And a little bit about the journey.
Yeah. I can be very candid. Watch out.
We like that.
Give us,
spill
all the tea. Come on.
Exactly. Well, so strangely enough, growing up, my parents are both actors. So I came from like this family of artists. Now that had like its pros and its cons because, you know, my parents were professional actors. They were like, you need to go to school. You can't do this when you're 12. And I was like, why not? But I had this like great after school musical theater program. At the time it was called Little Village Playhouse and now it's called Arc Stages. It's a regional house in Westchester County, like right outside of New York. They're amazing. Oh, wow. And the head of that department, his name was Adam. He, did these like incredible musicals for us kids. Like we did Sondheim musicals. We did Adam Gettle musicals. We did Jason Robert. I mean, we did hard stuff. And it really at like 12, we did The Mystery of Edwin Drood when I was 13. What?
Come through vocals.
Yeah. We did a show called like The Portable Pioneer and Prairie Show. I've never heard of it before, even since then, but like, it was really difficult. It was legit.
I was doing Schoolhouse Rock in like high school.
Yeah. Everyone's doing like Oklahoma and I'm over here doing like myths and hymns.
Yeah, I was doing legit Cinderella.
Yeah, exactly. So that like really shaped my just like knowledge of musical theater and my, you know, skill set deeply, which I'm very grateful for. And then I decided I wanted to go to school for musical theater. I auditioned for a bunch of musical theater programs and I got rejected everywhere. Everywhere. I was like, oh, so interesting. Okay. And I decided to go to Michigan because I got in for academics, for art history. I decided to major in art history. Wow. And then after my freshman year, I was like, you know what? I'm just going to re-audition for programs, see what happens. And I ended up getting into the Michigan Straight Acting Program. I got into BOCO for MT and I got into NYU and I decided to stay where I was. I had made like a lot of friends and I really liked Ann Arbor. And I thought my acting was like probably the thing I had focused on the least. So I was really excited to enter their program and their program was amazing. So then I left NYU after, or not NYU, oh wow, Freudian slip. I left Michigan my junior year to come to New York and do the NYU Cap 21 summer program. I like randomly went to an open call for Rent and ended up booking the national tour and was like, oh, I guess I'm not going back to school.
Wait, is that when you play Maureen? Is that?
I was the understudy for Maureen. Christine Dwyer played Maureen. Fun fact.
Oh, fun. And then were you in Wicked with her at the same time?
I was, She's still one of my dear friends. I love her. She's amazing.
She's amazing.
Yeah, she's amazing.
How badass of you, though. Like, most people would get rejected from all these places and be like, well, I'm not doing this. Like, clearly, I'm not going to, like, have a career in this.
Oh, no.
And then you still do it. And then you literally just book.
Well, thank God. You know, like, you never know what's going to happen. And I hadn't even been like singing that much at the time because I wasn't allowed to take voice lessons through the program yet. So I like paid to take voice lessons with a graduate student. And I wasn't dancing either because I didn't have access to dance classes there. You weren't allowed to take dance classes through the MT program until I think you were a senior or junior in the acting department or if they had like extra slots. So I remember the first day of my junior year, it was me and Darren Criss in that we're like, we're going to take jazz. And me and Darren were like, this is going to be so fun. And then I quit school like 3 days later.
You're like, sorry, I'm going on tour. Thank you.
Yeah. So I did that bus and truck tour. Yeah. And it was honestly, I made some of like my best friends on that tour. It was a great tour. And we went to Japan. Like, it was amazing. Oh, yeah. And then when I got back to the city, I ended up doing this regional production of Hair in New Jersey. And one of the guys in New Jersey was dating one of the guys in the park, the production that was in the park. So we would like come back from Jersey at night and like go to the dance party at the Delacorte and then like all hang out. And I remember when they moved to Broadway, I was like, oh my gosh, I'm gonna audition for this. It's gonna be amazing. And I went to the boys ECC dance call as a non-equity female and I got seen.
At the boys?
Because it was a dance call for Hair. Like, who's going to dance call for Hair, you know?
Yeah.
And plus, like, the show was transferring. A lot of it, everybody knew that most of the tracks were cast. So I went to this dance call. Thank you, Anita Welch, wherever you are.
Shout out, Anita.
She made me go. My water was out that day. She was like, you're coming. I was like, okay, fine. Literally changed my life.
That's so New York.
Yeah,
the
so New York.
Shut off.
Like, I didn't shower before I went. I just, like, showed up all gross. Mm-hmm. Anyway, so
I love that for you.
I know, right? So I got called back for that, and then I didn't get it the first time around. My dear, 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 dear friend Brianna Carlson Goodman got it. She's the best. Mm-hmm. And I was like so devastated, and I ended up going to Williamstown for the Nonic program to like workshop a new play and a new musical. And while I was there, I got a call back. They were like, hey, we need a vacation swing. Would you want to come in? So I went in and auditioned, and I ended up booking Hair on Broadway while I was at Williamstown. And like, I got the phone call on a Friday night, and they're like, can you be here on Monday? And I was like, yeah.
You're like, yes, I will be there. I will be wherever you need to be.
Literally. I was sitting on my bed at Williamstown with my friend Adam, and I remember my phone going off and me being like, oh my God, Broadway's calling.
Wow. That is so Broadway.
Yeah.
I think it's so interesting also, like, Hannah, that, like, it's such a good lesson to people that just because something doesn't work out for you, like, you know, just because you didn't get into these actual musical theater programs, that didn't stop you from succeeding, right?
Oh,
like,
no,
look
no,
at
no.
that.
Yeah. I mean, look at Jessica Vosk. She's a great example of that, too. You know, like, just because you don't go to school for something doesn't mean you can't do it. It just means that you didn't go to school for it. That's all it means. Yeah.
Jessica Vosk was literally on Wall Street.
Literally.
Working in finance, right?
She's not smart or anything. It's fine.
Or talented at all.
No. Her voice is not good. Oh my God. She's not a nice person. Jeez.
Yeah.
She's like the coolest, nicest, smartest person. Funny. Hi, Jessica.
So,
if you're watching this.
So funny. Hi. Yeah. This ring light, you guys, is driving me nuts. I just want to call attention to it. Do you see it going in and out?
Technology is.
But you know what? I think it's like creating a cool vibe for the day.
You know what? I like it. You're a little chaotic and I appreciate it.
I'm traveling right now. And so I'm just working with what I got.
Listen, I set up my ring light today and I realized after, don't worry, I've had this ring light for 2 years, that it goes higher.
Oh, yeah.
I like didn't realize the centerpiece went up. And this morning I was like, oh, that's it. I quit. I didn't know this.
Learning new things.
I've been propping it up on, like, you know, boxes, chairs.
Oh.
I hate and love when that kind of stuff happens.
Defeated by the ring light. It's fine. We'll start a new podcast.
So Hannah, you were on Broadway and Hair, and you did Wicked and Les Mis. And you were on tour with the Band's Visit. What has been your absolute favorite, like, experience on stage? Or you can name a couple. I know it might be hard to pick just one.
I have my top three, and they're all for different reasons, I would say.
Yes. Yeah, share them, please.
Oh, maybe top four. Oh, God, it's so tough.
Give us five.
Okay, great. 15. Ready? Here we go.
This episode's going to be 3 hours long.
Exactly. So, like, Hair was super special. I loved being a part of that show. You know, it was so electric on stage every night. Everyone gave their all, and the message was so important. And at the time, it felt just as important as when it was written. You know, the whole creative team was like so passionate about the project as well. So it was such an amazing group of people to work with. You know, we did the March on Washington for equal rights for LGBTQIA+.
Oh, amazing.
We just did a lot of cool things, and we went to London. Like, you know, it was an amazing experience. And as a first experience on Broadway, I was like, oh wow, this is Broadway. This is cool. Like, it was special. Cool. It was very special. And then like a similar really fun experience that I had with a group was Sideshow. Sideshow was like, ooh. I mean, like two of the people in that company were my flower girls at my wedding. Like it was, they're my best friends. Oh yeah. We got so close. It was such a great project. I mean, Bill Russell and Henry Krieger were like there every day. Bill Condon is like the most generous, supportive, caring, brilliant man. It was just, an amazing experience. But like being on stage and having an onstage experience that was like super powerful for me. I played Fanny in Funny Girl at a regional theater in Missouri, Arrowrock. If anyone ever gets a chance to work there, do it. It's amazing. But playing that role was like so profound for me. I didn't really know the show super well before I did it. I had seen the movie and everything, but I feel so deeply connected to her story. And I think that like the idea of a powerful woman in a relationship where, you know, a man is struggling to be this maybe not breadwinner of the couple is still really relevant today and something that, you know, women deal with all the time and it just isn't talked about a lot. And then the band's visit was really special too. I mean, playing Dina was like a dream come true. I saw that show and was like, I gotta be in that. I want to be in that show. And the story of the band's visit, the music, the people, I mean, that was so special. And, you know, we all went on tour, the pandemic happened, and then we got to do it again. And that was really a true gift. Like being able to get back up on stage after those 18 months off was, honestly, I wasn't sure it was ever gonna happen. And it allowed me to like really enjoy those moments on stage because you never know when it can get taken away from you.
Right.
And those characters, that story is all about like holding on to hope. So it felt so beshared to go back to it, you know?
Yeah.
It was meant to be. Yeah. It was my long answer to your quick question.
I love it.
No, we love it. We love it.
I need 10 more, though. And I'm kidding.
Oh my gosh. By the way, congratulations. You guys just closed the tour, right?
Yeah. Like two weeks ago.
Well, congratulations on an amazing run.
Thanks.
And speaking of fans visit, you know, we had Bly. There's the light. We had Bly on very early on.
Love Bly.
We love Bly.
Bly, I love her.
And something I talked about with Bly is like, what happened to the Kitty content? I need it again. I was a number one fan of Kitty. Listen. I was. I would DM her and be like, I need more. And
you don't have any idea how many people DM'd us being like, where are the Kitty videos?
I'm serious. I'm dead serious. Where's the Kitty
We should make a TikTok called
Wait,
Kitty.
Can you fill in our audience who may not
I'm
know?
I'm so sorry.
So Kitty is...
Yes, please.
It's a parody that me, Bly, and another girl on our cast, Kendall, all came up with. We were talking about how like older British women do this thing where they like cannot speak without running out of breath. They can say three words, what's her face? Maggie. Oh my God, I'm completely blanking on her name.
Oh yeah.
From Harry Potter, Maggie Smith. Maggie Smith can like, she can literally be like, Harry, you have to go. And you're like, where did you breathe? What is happening? Like, and it's not just her, you know, like it's all the people in Downton Abbey. And you're like, these are like amazing actors. And yet for some reason they have no breath. So we started this like weird like joke about it. And then we started recording videos about their friend, these three old British women's friend, Kitty, who's like really just the worst. And they create like different scenarios about like things that Kitty is
so good.
Messing up, like, whether it's like she doesn't understand, you know, vaccines, or she doesn't understand that she has to go to this party next week because, you know, it's her grandson, like a million things. Yeah, and we would post them. People started DMing us and being like, hey, we want more kitty content. We were like,
A plus content.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much. We really appreciate it.
We will share some of the kitty videos when this episode is released. If that's okay. If we have kitty.
Obviously. Listen, kitty is for everyone.
Yeah. Kitty is for everyone and not my ring light. I've been recently, you know, studying other people who do interviews and hosts and talk shows. And I stole this next question from, am I about to say the wrong thing? From David Letterman. He's doing those Netflix interviews.
Oh, I love those.
Oh, I haven't watched those yet.
They're great.
Oh,
they're
so really good. Great. His one with Lizzo is so amazing.
Oh, I gotta watch these.
They're really great.
What is it called again, Sam?
No idea. I almost just called him Jay Leno.
Oh, no.
But then I said David.
That's what, wrong person.
Wrong person entirely. But it's like such a simple question, but I really loved it. So I'm going to throw it at you now. What is your dream artistic day? Like, as for Hannah, like, what is that perfect artistic day for you?
Ooh, artistic day. That's a really interesting question.
Thank you, David Letterman.
You know, I took an acting class like a couple years ago with a woman named Alexandra Neal. She's incredible. And I would say one of my most artistically fulfilling days thus far was doing scene study with her. I did a scene from Burn This with in class. And I remember just thinking, like, working on this right now is so fulfilling because, A, I'm doing what I love. I'm doing it with people who love to do it, who are choosing to work on their craft. You know what I mean? Like, it's different when you're doing a show because you're also getting paid to do that, right? So like, it's work. So attitudes vary, you know, but in class, like, people really want to be there. So I would say my artistic fulfilling day would probably be like going to a scene study class in the morning and then going to Craig Carnelia's song study class in the afternoon, because best class ever.
Yes.
And then probably going to do the band's visit at night. Or a new play. A play would be great. To do a play would be great. Yeah.
And I also love how class was so important in your artistic day. And to our listeners who always listen, know that I'm a huge Mariska Hargitay fan. And she says in a speech, she says the education of an artist never ends.
Oh, like, never.
You can never know everything there is to know about art.
No.
That's so true.
Or any of it. So I love that.
About yourself as an artist, you know, like you learn different pieces about yourself as an artist. Like, mm-hmm. I was actually having a conversation with my friend last night about how it's so interesting. You know, sometimes you get put in a box where you're playing similar roles over and over again, and then you get the opportunity to do something else. And for me, that was Band's Visit. Like, it's more of a play, and it taught me so much about other parts of my artistic abilities and capabilities. And that was really interesting to me. And sometimes a job can do that for you, but a lot of times that's what class is for, you know?
100%.
That's so true. I have some of my favorite, Ziggy, my dog is barking. Sorry, I'll keep trying to put it on mute.
Oh my God, it's okay. My dog is like dead asleep and I'm just waiting for the doorbell to ring or something for him to go berserk.
Yeah, that's Ziggy. Like, all the time he hears like one little footstep outside. He's just like, but yeah, like, class was just so like instrumental to like my development, like in working in New York City, and like how special that group of people is, like finding your tribe and like, I don't know. He said people want to be there. So it is really freaking special. Yeah.
And it also has this really wonderful ability to boost your confidence, you know?
When, like, you have that breakthrough.
Yeah. And teachers are so good. I mean, Craig Carnelia was so good about helping you find the way to your like authentic story that you're telling in a song, and bringing yourself to it. And then supporting that, you know, choice that you make, and you as an artist, which is so hard sometimes because you're getting rejected all the time in our business. It's nice to have someone who supports you and supports you as a person and as an artist. And I think that just helps build confidence and, you know, what's it called? Conviction. And that's really important as an artist.
Preach, preach. I love that. By the way, Sam, the David Letterman show is my next guest and needs no introduction. Did I just have a stroke? My next guest needs no introduction.
I look like I'm having a stroke with the way my light keeps going in and out.
You guys are amazing. You feel chaotic, but I'm the chaotic one. You know what I mean?
You know what? Knock on wood, this is like one of the episodes where we have the least amount of technical difficulties, believe it or not.
Wow. And you would be surprised. All morning I was like, please let my internet work. Cause like, yeah. Sometimes I can't even get phone calls in my apartment. My service really? Is so bad.
Gosh, that's awful.
I have full recorded this show on my hotspot before. So I feel you.
You're yeah. clean. Watch out. That's amazing.
Well, Hannah, before we come to the end, we're going to play a really fun game, but we have one more question before we do that.
Okay.
Okay. So said, I guess.
Okay.
Yeah. She ready. She okay. ready.
I'm like moving my ring light as I dance.
Yeah. At least it's staying on.
Yes. So do you think it's important for artists to have survival jobs? And I guess that sort of understanding of the struggling artist life before hitting success.
Well, here's what I'll say. I don't know that I have the right answer to that because I feel like everyone is different, right? So like true. Everyone's need for survival is different and everyone's career is different, trajectory is different. You know, I have a lot of friends who did survival jobs that ended up taking them into like careers that are very fulfilling for them and more fulfilling than acting ever was.
That's true,
And I think that like survival jobs are important to your survival and to your well-being, but they're also not necessary all the time. So like as actors, I feel like sometimes we really struggle with like staying, like pounding the pavement, emptying ourselves. And it's also really important to like stop and take a minute because like I know me, I'm someone who like pushes myself way too hard.
Yeah.
When I was in Band's Visit on tour, I was also in grad school and I was the dance captain. So like I had a lot going on. This is not abnormal for me. I can admit this now. 25-year-old me would be like, I'm fine. And now I'm like, I need a moment. Thank you.
Yeah.
And also you were producing the kitty content. You forgot one.
Yeah, I was very busy. So like, I know that I'm back in New York. I've been here for 2 weeks. And like, I'm already feeling like the itch to like be busy again. But I'm also trying to embrace like the fact that I just worked really hard for a year. Also trying not to get COVID. Touring during a pandemic is no joke. So I'm like,
sure, yeah.
While I already feel the itch to like get my survival job settled, I'm also trying to give myself space to survive mentally and physically and give myself a break because I think that sometimes our survival job is also just surviving and taking care
Facts.
Of ourselves. You know what I mean?
Facts,
and
yes.
people don't think about that enough because unfortunately artists are thought of like the starving artists, you know, like a lot of times jobs we get don't pay us enough. And that's just the reality of that we should be getting paid more. And it's hard to take a moment. So I think it depends Preach. On the person. It depends on your situation. And it depends on where you are in your life and in your career and in your head and in your, you know, body. It's important to take into account all those things, not just your bank account.
100%.
Wise ass words, y'all. Wise ass words, Hannah.
Oh my God, stop.
Wise ass words. Oh my God, you're amazing. Thank you so much for coming on and being so open and sharing your stories.
Oh, thanks
we
for
know,
having me.
We appreciate it, but we know our listeners really love to hear all these stories and these journeys, and it's
this
so important.
So fun. So
yeah,
fun.
It's so important. So we always like to end the episode with a game just to bring it back to fun and light and good times. So for your game.
Oh God, I'm so nervous.
We thought it would be fun to give you one word and then you sing a little, and if you don't want to sing it, I'm singing, you just say it, sing a
oh,
little
sing
verse or clip from a song from any of the shows you've ever been in.
Do you want to know why this makes me so nervous? Because people are like, oh, Les Mis, you know that whole show. I'm like, I can't sing you one line right now. I don't know why, but I can't. Like, they're all the same, so I can't sing any of them.
Yeah. So, I think that these are, I think some of them are.
You're going to give me like Ella Kanaan, and I'm going to be like, oh, got it.
elegant outfit.
You're gonna be like gravity.
Sideshow.
Great,
I think
great.
It'll be good. And if you want to skip, you could just skip. If you
say skip, stumped, it's
just
like
say skip.
People are gonna be judging me. They're gonna be like, she doesn't know what the word popular is from. I'm gonna be like,
oh. I didn't think we went that easy, but
great.
I'm dead.
Let's do it. You want to take first?
Yeah, first one is bad.
Something bad happening at Oz.
See, you're already killing it.
Okay.
Next one is rice.
Rice?
Yeah.
This is a hard one, Samantha.
Right?
Is it?
She gave a little example.
Hold on, okay. Do you want to know which show we're thinking?
Yeah.
Ren.
Oh, there's so many words in that.
Yeah.
It's gotta be from La Vie Boheme.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wait.
Yes. Yes.
Seaweed salad. That part. Is it from that part? I don't even know the words anymore, guys. It was like 1,000 years ago.
To yogurt, to yogurt.
To but rice and beans and cheese.
Yes! Yeah. Great work. Not correct.
Oh, I'm sorry.
This one is hard, Samantha. I go, really?
No, I said the show, I was like, wait a minute. Do they talk about rice in Sideshow somewhere? And I'm like... About food? I don't know.
We didn't hit every show in this game, so don't.
That's fine.
That might be scary.
That's okay. It's okay.
Might be scary, but who knows? Okay, next one. Go ahead, Jay.
Oh, sorry. Yep. Sorry, it's my
one
fault.
To one. Hannah
waiting.
Waiting. What's new here? You're waiting. I'm waiting.
There's the light. Okay, next. Happy.
Happy is what happens. You like how I stepped back?
Yeah.
I really gave you Glinda arms.
Perfect. Thank you for killing it. You're killing it.
Oh, God. My heart is racing.
Okay. I love this game, actually.
I know. So. It's so fun. Samantha, it's a great game you picked.
It is a good game.
Thank you so much.
Okay, cloud.
Cloud? Oh man. Oh, there is a castle on the cloud.
Perfect.
Excellent. You guys, excellent. You tell that I like am so bad at finding lyrics?
No, but it's a
no,
it is
but
a
you're
like,
not
yeah,
though. You're
know,
actually
right?
not. You're actually not.
When you give me the show, I'm like, oh, okay, I got this. But when I'm like going hard. Through the Rolodex, I'm like, I have no idea.
Like, there's no cloud in Wicked.
Well, literally, I was like, she comes in on a bubble.
Okay. We have one more and then a bonus. Okay, next one is Aligns.
Aligns?
Yeah.
Aligns.
It's an opening from...
When Jupiter aligns with Mars. That's not the truth.
That's part of your special skill. Thank you for showing us.
That was accidental. I was like, I'm singing this so low and it's definitely higher. And then I aborted mission.
But you won the game. Well, we'll see.
I didn't. I got like 2 of those and then you helped me get like 4 of them.
Well, we have a bonus, which we'll see. Okay. Go ahead, Jay.
The bonus is
shady.
Garden.
I know this one. When the living room becomes a garden.
Thank you, Dina.
Yeah.
By the way, you got the bonus. You really only didn't get 1, so you got 100.
Yay. I mean, guys, I got like 50. I appreciate your support, but I did not. I failed that game.
No.
No, you did great. That was fun.
There's like lifelines, you know what I mean? I'm calling for lifeline every 5 seconds. Call a friend.
Okay. We had one guest on once where we did like rapid fire and we would say anything and she just went wonderful. Like shout out to Gabby.
I left the screen. Her. That really got me.
I love Gabby.
We love Gabby, but I was like,
oh my God.
Blue, and she was like,
wonderful.
I would have done the same thing.
Stunning.
I empathize with her pain.
Yeah, we love it. This is why we love the game. Hannah, thank you so much. This was so much fun.
Oh, thank you guys for having me. This was a blast.
We love ring lights. We love you. We love the show.
I love you guys and I hate ring lights, but I love the show.
Perfect. Aww. Before we go, can you tell all of our listeners where they can keep up with you and find you on social media?
Yeah. So as you guys mentioned earlier, my website, hannahshankman.com. It's a hot mess, but go for it if you want to go over there.
I love it.
My social media on Instagram is at Hannah B as in boy Shank. Hannah Shankman was taken when I tried it.
Like prison. Yeah. Like a prison.
Yeah,
like
to shank somebody. I think so.
What?
I don't remember. I'm going to be real with you. But that's what I got. Hannah B. Shank.
Let's do it.
Come on over to Instagram. I'm starting on my TikTok. Literally, now that I'm unemployed, it'll be super fun. Maybe we'll have kitty content. But I honestly don't even know the handle for my TikTok because that's how little I'm on it. I just troll other people, you know, like you do on social media.
Yeah, 100%.
Do you tweet?
I don't. I have a Twitter handle. I'm not trying to tweet. It's too much work.
It really is a lot of work.
And I'm really like, I don't even know my Facebook password anymore, so I just don't go on it.
Just leave Facebook alone.
Ooh, yeah, it's better to be off. It's crazy. Like my mom, my mom and her friends are on Facebook, so we can go.
It's definitely for older generation, more mature generation.
I'm like, I was on Facebook in the very beginning. Oh God.
Yeah. You remember when it was only for colleges?
It was one of my colleges was one of the first colleges.
Really?
Wild.
Yeah, that's Michigan. Michigan was one of the first ones.
Wow.
Yeah, I went to Pace first, and it was one of the first ones, too.
Cool. Wow. Oh, I had, like, a MySpace account back in the day.
Yes, MySpace.
What if you were like...
Come check me out on MySpace.
You're like, I'm in MySpace.
Oh, my God. Can you imagine?
Like, the top friends? And I used, like, it used to be, like, cutthroat in middle school. Like, if you were the top friends.
I remember when people would sign on AOL, too. Because that's how old I am. And you would be like, oh my God, they're online. And you could like talk to them and then they'd put like their away symbol on and you'd be like, oh, they're ignoring me. Oh, I know it.
You put like a
the
put,
away
like,
message.
God, you put like a Christina Aguilera like little away message on the AOL.
Yeah. Yes. Mine was always Britney. Britney, baby.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Thank you.
Hilarious.
We love.
Thank you guys so much for having me. This was such a blast.
Of course. Thank you. Jason, do you want to tell everyone where they can follow us? If they're tuning in,
I feel like last time I did this, I messed it up hardcore. Right. But I'm gonna do it. I'm gonna get it right this time.
I think you got it.
on Facebook, it is Survival Jobs, a podcast. Yep, right. Yep. And then on Instagram and Twitter, it's Survival Jobs Pod.
And shoot us an email at
survivaljobspod@gmail.com.
Wait, then... that might be the new best Survival Jobs Pod.
Yes. And then I just edit the videos. That's what I'm good for, is the editing. But you can follow
me. We've got on like a super tangent now. It's fine.
But you can follow Samantha at Sammy Toots on all the things. And I'm Jason A. Coombs.
Thank you guys.
Sammy Toots?
Yeah.
What? Is that your last name? Toots?
Tootsalo.
My AOL. Sorry, we're one more thing.
My AOL
screen name was Topsy 41 because I didn't know how to spell Tootsie. Hello,
Totsie.
Oh my god!
I'm sorry. Now I have to go on one more little tangent. Do we watch Gilmore Girls in this group?
Anyone? Oh, it's my favorite show.
Right when they're at the Emily and Richard wedding, they're like, "You've been Totsied. Is that why you picked
me? And Totsie? My god!" No, I just legit didn't know how to spell Tootsie.
Oh my God, but I'm here for Totsie. And now we talked about Gilmore Girls, and now I'm happy. I was happy already, and we're all happy.
It wouldn't be an interview with me if we actually didn't talk about Gilmore Girls. So now I feel like
my
I was going to say, we should all log into our AIMs. Do you think they still exist?
No. No.
Does AIM still exist? I know AOL does, weirdly. I guess it does.
So maybe it does.
I want to just leave you guys with this. My screen name was YBNRML590. YB Normal. Can I be normal? 590.
Why? Was, why would you want to be normal?
Mine was Jay Blaze, 2G1.
Ooh! Blaze. I like that.
I love Blaze.
I was so cool. I'm not. You were,
you, listen, that's way cooler than Totsy. Hello.
Blaze, we love. Yeah. And on that note, we will leave you survivors. Thank you so much for listening. Hannah, you're queen.
Yes, Hannah.
You guys are the best.
Hey, it's Leslie Odom Jr. here on the Broadway Podcast Network to tell you about the RISE Theater Directory, a program of Maestro Music. RISE is a national online resource designed to connect and empower backstage and administrative and creative theater professionals from underrepresented backgrounds. If you work or aspire to work in the theater community, this can help you find your next project. And if you hire theater professionals, search the RISE Theater Directory to find your next team. Create your profile now and get more information by visiting risetheater.org. That's theater with an RISETHEATRE.org. Because only together we rise.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.